Well, hello out there in podcast land. I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent, and we're continuing this series of podcasts that we hope will be on timely issues and a quick way for you to learn a little bit about what's going on up here in our department. I should say I saw a lot of you last week at the Governor's Summit, about 1,000 of you there, and if I look different, for those of you who weren't there, it's because I was really trying to make a fundamental point that to transform this state, we have to transform ourselves. This isn't about what other people do. This is about what we can do. So I shaved my beard off in front of the folks there, and those of you who don't recognize me, that's why I look different this month. We're going to try to do these every month. Today, what we thought we'd talk about a little bit is consolidation of services. It's actually very timely because as we're filming this, literally over right across the street, the legislature is having some discussion and hearings in the House on this very issue, consolidation of services. And by the way, I want to compliment Chairman Melton, who's head of that committee, and frankly, Speaker Dillon and the whole House. They're here working this week like we are. They didn't take a break. They canceled their spring break, and I give them credit. They're moving the agenda, and it's very much appreciated. Anyway, consolidation of services. You know, the first thing I should say is I think there's a misnomer about this because a lot of times people confuse consolidation of school districts with consolidation of services. I don't think consolidation of school districts is the first step. There may be some of that that needs to happen. But frankly, I really like small high schools. And I'm a little fearful that if we just rushed to consolidate school districts, we would suddenly lose that. And there's a lot of research to show that kids do better in small high schools. Plus, for a lot of communities, this is their main thing, is the Panthers, whatever their team is. They go to Friday night games. Basketball season's exciting. The school play. So let's try to preserve that as much as we can. So the first step, I think, really is consolidation of services to a regional level. And, for example, in a metropolitan area of Detroit, you don't need a separate transportation system for every district. What you need is a system that's efficient at, I think, a county level. The governor and the House have been talking about this being at the ISD level. I think that's the most logical. But it shouldn't be the only way. If a couple of districts team up together and can show efficiencies, that should be great. But just think about especially the non-instructional services. So many of those can be moved to a regional level with economies of scale. And this is something that, by the way, doesn't necessarily mean privatization. I think there's some fear among school employees that, does this mean I lose my job? Let's just stop and talk about privatization for a moment. There are times that make sense. And those decisions are already being made by local districts in some cases with food service and transportation and other things. I think that's totally up to them whether they do or they don't. But what we're talking about has nothing to do with privatization. If you're doing it with employees of the district now, most of those employees, let's take the bus drivers. If you have a large system like Wayne County with 34 districts and lots of buses, you're still going to need bus drivers. You're still going to need some transportation supervisors. But you're not going to need, frankly and bluntly, a transportation supervisor in every district. You probably have one countywide. You'd have hub managers. You'd probably have a maintenance manager. You'd still need a good number of them, but you wouldn't need 34. So, I mean, this is the part we need to really be honest with ourselves about in streamlining services and to maximize efficiency. And I don't in any way think that that automatically means privatization at all. Should that be considered? I think it should be considered just the way it is anywhere else at a local level. But mainly what we're talking about is taking existing employees. To use buses as an example, when I was a local superintendent, our greatest challenge every summer was refilling the open bus driver spots anyway. It's a very hard job. I mean, think about it. You're trying to drive in the snow and you have 60 middle school kids behind you. You know, try that for a living. So I think this is something that will take care of itself, and people will, you have a lot of openings anyway. Computer services, there's no reason if a county system is spending $5 million on software that's doing payroll and personnel and all that, and report cards, there's no reason that needs to be replicated. In fact, maybe we can buy one state package of software that are implemented through ISDs. These are economies of scale. That's the way we need to think about this, because ultimately our goal, the Department of Ed and all the school districts in this state, is student achievement. And student achievement is supported by things like food service. If you have hungry kids, they can't learn. It's supported by business services. The teachers need to get their paychecks. But in the final analysis, we need to do those as efficiently as we can. I should say one other thing. This doesn't mean that we don't consider consolidation of services on the instructional side, development of curriculum materials. Things that we do here at the state are done statewide. Our course content expectations, what Algebra 1 is, whether it's in the UP or in Monroe, Michigan, has been developed here at a state level with a lot of local input, and now we have one set of course content expectations. So there's things that can be done regionally and statewide there. The governor's talked about a carrot and stick approach to this, and I'm generally supportive of that. We're independent of the governor here. I'm not appointed by the governor, but I think she's on the right track. I just think we need to be cautious about the penalties. So let me just speak about that for a minute. The carrot and stick would really mean that the governor's proposed $10 million to support this as incentives this first year. That's a great thing to do, especially when we have these budget problems. To put that kind of money aside to try to encourage this is really spectacular. There's also the idea that there would be at some point penalties. I think those need to be thoughtfully done, because this change that we're talking about is revolutionary and takes some time. So let's think about that for a minute. This is done, by the way, in the private sector. And I need to tell you right now, my own department here, I'm here in Lansing, the Supreme Court building's right behind me out my window, the Capitol's right back this way. And what we're doing here, because of our budget crisis, but it's probably one of the good impacts of this. I happen to be someone who thinks we need to make some cuts, we need to get some revenue, and we need to innovate. But one of the cuts we need to make here, and we plan to do, is we're not going to have our own human resources division anymore. That's got to be centralized at a state level, and I know the governor's been pushing for that. So we're going to give ours up, even though we're independent, in the spirit of efficiency. So we're trying to model what we're asking school districts to do. And I think this is going to be good for the citizens of this state. More efficiency, better services, period. One thing I need to give some credit for, by the way, I used to be an ISD superintendent and a local superintendent, and many of these services over the years have been already consolidated. And I think what we can learn from is there's some services that have been consolidated in maybe an ISD in the northwest part of the state that hasn't been yet in the southeast part. Let's learn from each other. I know that MAISA, the ISD organization, has been working on that, and we would work with them to implement this. We'd also work with MSBO, the school business officials, key people. Tom White is an excellent executive director there, and I think would really help us design this in a way that makes sense. And there may be some times when it really doesn't make sense, so we shouldn't do it. This one size does not fit all. We need to be thoughtful. We need to find out what works best in different sections of Michigan. Certainly what might work in a very dense county like Wayne County might not work in the eastern UP. And vice versa, something that really works clearly in the eastern UP might not be appropriate for a heavy populated area. This is going to take work. We have to help districts with local policies and procedures. School schedules are an issue often with some of these, particularly if you get into the logistics of transportation. But it really isn't an issue when you get into things like business services. I mean, those things are often right now in parts of this state consolidated at a county level, and we need to do that more. So let me think how I want to kind of conclude this. Let's think about the big picture. The big picture is student achievement. You've heard me in this series kind of harp on about that for this state to succeed, we have to have all 2 million kids achieve at much higher levels than we have in the past. Not only as they have in social studies and the arts, extremely important, but also where I think we've had some trouble is in math and science. We need to do that. That needs to be our focus. And districts are going to, I'm a big supporter of local control. I'm a big supporter of those districts existing, particularly for the small high schools that I mentioned. But it's because then they can put all their time and energy as board members, superintendents, principals, teachers, they can put all their energy into student achievement. That should be the goal. And finally, what I'd like to do is I've had discussions, obviously, with the governor on this, but also with Representative Melton, who's head of the Education Committee in the House. As I said, they're meeting right now. He's talked to me and called me on a number of occasions, and they're trying to work out a system that's workable and accountable. And we're going to work with them to do that. And as I said, my goal is to make sure that we not only work with the House and the governor, but that we work with the major organizations that, like MSBO, MAISA, MASB, and others. MASA, I'm going to start leaving names out here. But I see it almost in a sense that we have a task force the way we did on high school requirements that works this through, and that we develop some procedures. What demonstrates progress? Some things can't be done in a year, so there shouldn't be penalties because it can't be done in a year. But there needs to be a plan in place with some expectations, what will happen in year one, year two, et cetera. A lot of these things can happen almost overnight. So I don't want to leave that feeling that a lot of these can happen because it's already done in certain parts of the state. So, you know, I know this audience is very mixed, by the way. I'm not just speaking to the education community. We've gotten feedback from regular citizens and other people who've kind of Googled us and end up on our site. And I was in Ann Arbor Schools last week, and I went into a classroom, and kids came up and said, "Hey, we saw you on your podcast." And then they quickly moved me to do their podcast, by the way, which they were just excellent at. So let me just end here and say consolidation of services, it's the right thing to do. We need to be thoughtful about it, and then we can make this state a better place, more efficient, the services will be better, and we're really going to be able to focus on the main thing, and the main thing is that student achievement, that kids can make it in this global economy because of what they learn in our system. So thanks for joining us this month. We'll try to do one each month. I think I was a little wordy today, but had a lot to say, and we'll probably be on this subject a little more in the future. Thank you.